Chapter 2. At bedtime, Adam teased us again. His voice floated down from the top bunk. It was just loud enough for us to hear every word. Me, in the bunk below him. Susie, in her bed over by the window. "Ben," whispered Adam. "There it is again. Can you hear it?"
"Hear what?"
I asked. "That," said Adam. What noise did he mean, though? At night you can hear lots of noises in a house as old and creaky as Grandpa's. We could hear the wind moaning in the chimney. We could hear the rumble of the washing machine downstairs. We could hear the yip of a fox at the bottom of the garden. But Adam wasn't talking about these.